Are you employed at the present time?
That question is a funny comment to me. I'm actually employed. I do not draw a salary in my own home, per se, so I'm a homemaker.
You don't have a job outside of the home.
That's true.
Your son was involved in an automobile accident that happened on or about May 2, 1981. Is that right?
He was riding a motorcycle.
All right. He was involved in an accident at that time?
Excuse me, what date did you give?
May 2 of 1981?
Yes.
When were you first advised that he had been involved in this accident?
Approximately 2 a.m. May 2nd.
You recalled you received a call at home, I assume?
Yes, that was between 1:30 and 2. I don't remember.
Do you know who called?
The hospital called, Chapman Hospital.
And you went to Chapman Hospital soon thereafter?
Within 40 minutes.
Did someone go with you?
My husband and I went.
What is your husband's name?
Leslie Joseph Raddick.
While you were at the hospital, did you have occasion to speak to anyone in the waiting room there?
Briefly. Mrs. Hertz was waiting because her son was having stitches, I believe.
Was there anyone else in the waiting room other than your husband and Mrs. Hertz?
Possibly there were other people, but I was in a state of mind that I was not aware of a lot of people at that time. I had one concern.
Approximately when, in the course of time you were at Chapman General, did you have an occasion to speak to Mrs. Hertz?
Yes, there were introductions, and I took her phone number, and she took my phone number and exchange of the conditions of the boys. At that time, we didn't know how severe Jeff was. The call on the phone in the middle of the night said his leg was broken. At the hospital, one step led to another, internal bleeding, hole in the middle of the groin section, broken arm. One thing to the other was going on, and she said her son was just having stitches in the top of his head.
Did you have a discussion with her about anything other than the conditions of your two sons?
I can't recall what kind of conversation. There wasn't anything of depth, anything that I can recall. It wasn't a sit-down conversation. Well, my son's attending college, and he gets this type of grade, and my son's going to BYU soon, and he's doing this, because this was a traumatic time. Plus, having a cop come out implying my son was kind of a criminal when he's half dead in there wasn't helping me either. So I was neurotic at the time, all right?
Did you have an opportunity to speak to Jeff about it?
Immediately, yes.
And?
I was happy.
What was the substance of the conversation that you had with Jeff at that time?
When I walked in, he smiled and he looked fine from the waist up, and I felt the spine was great. So I was totally thankful that he looked clean. I saw nothing under the cover. And he said, Mom, I guess you were right about the motorcycle, because he had loved motorcycles for so many years, and I had said, don't worry about it. I said, you have a beautiful face that I can see.
On occasions before this accident, had you had discussions with Jeff about the merits of riding a motorcycle?
Jeff, since 16, had wanted a dirt bike. Street bike. We had dirt bikes at the home and had taken the boys out. We have three sons. Jeff loves motorcycles and had for years. Jeff had turned 21 and made his own decision to buy the bike and was not to ride it still at home. But his car broke down fully just 6 days before. He carried 21 units at Fullerton JC. That meant every day at school, no car. The heads on the motor or whatever had to be rebuilt. So we were over a barrel. So Jeff rode the bike about 6 days, approximately 6 to 8 days.
Did you have any knowledge of Jeff riding a street bike on occasions prior to owning this particular motorcycle?
Oh, yes. I'm sure every one of my sons has ridden street bikes prior. I mean, even though they haven't owned one, they've ridden one. I have four children, and I'm 47, so I'm not stupid. Jeff knew how to handle a bike very well. He's well coordinated, a tremendous athlete, tremendous coordination, tremendous reflexes. So, yes, he had friends that had bikes, and I knew that he had ridden them.
At any time before this accident, had you had discussion with him regarding advisability of riding a street bike, the motorcycle?
Had we had any advice?
Discussion.
Yes, we had a discussion. I think I'm repeating myself now, but I will go over that again. That we had finally made a rule that we wouldn't have motorcycles at the home. So Jeff had made a decision to buy the bike, and my husband had suggested that he could not keep it at home. And he said he thought he'd go out of school in 2 weeks. He said, I'll take it down to my friend's, in fact, Russ's house, and leave it. And as I said, his car broke down. I used my brain in all arguments, but as to how to handle things, and we gave the okay for him to take this bike to school that week because of the transportation problems, because all three boys go to different work jobs. Even though two of them go to the same school, they have different school sections. They didn't seem to be a carpooling setup, so...
Did you have any discussion with Jeff when you first saw him after the accident regarding how the accident transpired?
I didn't discuss that at all. That was the last thing on my mind. My son's being alive and having a spine, which was a total miracle, was all I needed to see. He asked me what happened. What happened, Mom? What did I hit? Or what hit me?
So the substance of any conversation regarding how the accident happened was simply, at that point, your son asking you what happened?
I don't think anybody seemed to know. Mrs. Hertz said her son didn't know.